Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Who is this newfound Kayla Jo Walker that shows up 10 minutes before the show? Who is this person?
Surely 22 kids.
I love this.
I got a lot of the things that I do in the morning, like preparing horoscopes and like sending out emails and all that stuff. I got that all done last night. So I was like, I'm going to sleep in a little bit this morning and then I'm going to get a workout in. Whoa. And then I came to work.
Look at you. And you look relaxed.
Yep.
You look happy.
This is what sleeping in, like, after 3:30 in the morning looks like.
This is what I'm saying to you.
What?
I'm taking this. New year, new her, for real.
Yeah.
For real, honest to God.
I probably can't do this. I have to, like, wake up early and, like, do, like be a functioning adult for this show. But I was like, I'm feeling it. Let's see what happens.
Did it make you crazy?
Yeah, a little bit. Because you feel like you're doing something wrong. Like, for the last nearly 7 years of my life, I have been up at 3 o'clock in the morning and gotten ready for work and come in and done things. You know what I mean? Like, even there was times in there, I think there was a summer in there that I was doing 2-a-days. So I was getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning to go work out and then come in. So it's like, you just get used to doing things basically in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. You just get used to it. So it's hard to change that and not feel like you're doing something wrong.
No, even during vacation, I wake up at 3:30.
Yeah.
At the latest. At 3:30, because 3:30 is late.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just wake up on my own and I'm like, eh. So then I go pee and I go back to bed.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. No, I'm really proud of you. Although you scared the hell out of us. Though, will you let me know next time?
Yeah.
Just because it's so not like you. So because you,
that door swings both ways. I was waiting for one of you guys to text me and nobody ever texted me. And I was like, okay.
Hold up. I investigated this. So I walked in. And I'm like, wait a minute. She's not here. Now, full disclosure, I show up 5:50, maybe 5:55 every day because I work, I do all my stuff at home, and then I come in and we do a show.
Yeah.
If I get here, honest to God, if I get here too early, I don't want to say I get bored, but I lose my steam for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
your edge, I get you.
Yeah, I sit around too long, and then I'm like, yeah, all right. So I guess we'll do a show now. Whatever. So that's why I do what I do. So I had no way of knowing. I also did not know until this morning. And God bless the both of you. There's a somewhat unwritten rule in this business. Don't leave the show out in the hallway. And if, because you're relaxed and you're just kind of talking and blah, 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 a lot of really good stuff ends up happening not on the air.
Yeah.
And that's bad. And so if I'm militant about anything, if I'm heavy-handed about anything, it's don't talk about stuff off the air that we could talk about on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all think that we're such great actors. We're so amazingly talented and that we could bring the pain right back to the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can do that same reaction. What do you mean that happened? You know what I mean? We all believe that we can do it. It's not true. It's just not. And so I'm pretty crazy about doing first reactions. And I found out from Maddie this morning that you two barely even speak to each other in the morning before we go on the air.
Yeah, Maddie's really good about coming in and saying good morning. And then I'm just in here watching Fox 5 and reading things. So, but yeah. Like, we don't really speak at all until you get here.
So I did, in fact, text you. And by the way, God bless you both for that. Because it would be really easy for you guys to do the whole show before I even got here.
Yeah.
And be like, you know, and then just have it and be burnt. So I texted you the minute I got here.
I did not get a text.
And realized you're not. Well, that's shocking. But you're here now and all is good. So everything's fine.
Everything's great, yeah.
You're sure everything's okay and all?
Yeah, everything's fine.
The wedding's still happening?
Yeah, 87 days. 86 days? 86 days. I don't know.
Now. And a long weekend coming.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, anybody else that already feels like Thursday? I don't know. I don't know.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
So they switched us over to Google this week.
Yeah.
So our email's now Google and all this other kind of stuff. So email from Kayla this morning. Kayla Walker is similar to a name in your organization. But the email address does not belong to your domain. We can't verify that it's actually you.
I tried to connect all of my accounts. It won't let me do it. So I gave up. And now I'm doing everything in my personal email. I don't care. That's the sad thing. I go, if you're going to make it difficult on me, I don't care anymore.
Who are you? Have you started taking the pot?
Taking the pot. But I think everyone
started doing the weed.
I think everyone has this similar, like, issues where it's like, if you're going to make things extremely difficult and change things constantly, at some point, like, I've got to just go and do my job, and you're making it more difficult. So I'm just going to do my job. And the path of least resistance is using my own personal email. So that's
I see what's happened here now. I see what's going on. Kayla introduced producer Maddie to hiking. Producer Maddie introduced Kayla to edibles. Okay, I see what's happening. Let's go to horoscopes for Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. Would you like to start with Aries?
I would love to, because Aries, big day for you. Reflections on your recent success and good fortune with regard to your career matters are likely to have you feeling strong, optimistic, and enthusiastic for the future. Aries, your day is a 10.
I always say that the Geminis that ours, that we're a day behind. No, this one sounds about right. Gemini, you might be a bit concerned as to how to keep the energy going today. Don't worry about it. All signs are that your success and good fortune are going to be around for a while.
Woo, yeah!
Keep the train rolling, y'all. Gemini, our day is a 9.
Leo, a rosy glow over your recent career successes could cause you to congratulate yourself over your growing bank account. This trend should continue for a while if you keep working on it as you have. Your day is a 10.
I just snuck a peek ahead. Everybody's killing it today.
I know,
love
it's such
this.
A good day.
Libra, relations with those closest to you should be warm and rewarding. Especially if you take the word relations and make it dirty in your own head. Financial matters are going so well for you right now. You have to be feeling that everything will be perfect from here on out. Libra, your day's a 10.
Sagittarius, visitors in your home might include partners in business activities, members of a group with which you're affiliated, or creative people with great ideas. Your day is an 8.
In your home, though?
I don't mind that.
Aquarius. Is that Maddie? I always get confused. Are you Aquarius? You're Aquarius, aren't you? This is a good day for meditation or spiritual studies of some kind. Mm-hmm. Well, why not?
Hey.
Your intuition should be operating at a very high level, and thus it's going to be easier for you to tune in to the thoughts. Maddie and the Aquarius, your day is an 8.
Pisces, new business opportunities may open up through contact with new and interesting people. Social events should therefore contribute more to your personal growth and emotional well-being. Pisces, your day is a 9.
That's always Capricorn, Kayla, and everybody else. The level of respect that you get from those around you could be particularly gratifying. Your hard work has not only enriched your socioeconomic standing, but your friendships as well. That sounds about right. Capricorn, your day's a 9.
It's Capricorn season. We appreciate that. Scorpio, you've been working very hard for a long time, and now you might be thinking of ways to reward yourself. A trip that you might have dreamed of taking might suddenly seem to be more attainable. Scorpio, your day's an 8.
Virgos, it's good for you today. Love and romance should go very well. You've worked hard, and it's time to reward yourself. Have a successful day. and an enjoyable evening with a special someone.
Hot.
Virgo, your day is a very sexy 10.
Cancer, the prospect of future business opportunities could have you spending a lot of time on the phone today in discussion with friends or acquaintances who might have information you need. Your day is a 7.
Honestly, Cancer, and that's as bad as it gets, is 7. And I'll take that all day long.
Just got to handle business. That's all.
Yeah, no, that's great. Taurus, this is a good day to get out in the sunshine, take a walk, or drive in the country. Remember to enjoy your day as that pesky work hiccup will work itself out. Pesky work hiccup. Those. That'll work itself out before you wake up tomorrow morning.
Awesome. So
Taurus, your day's an 8. Everybody's rocking it today. But just keep an eye. keep an eye out for everybody who doesn't get the memo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just hashtag be the 10. Shaping up to be an amazing day. And thank you, as always, for starting it with the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I'll tell you that. It's good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Boy, I'm not sure.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Necessarily if this qualifies, but have you seen or heard the clip from Jimmy Kimmel talking about Bob Saget?
Oh, I haven't yet.
Oh my goodness gracious. Just
I was going through emails with Bob, and some of them were just funny, but some were very serious emails about life and the well-being of our children and how hard it is to appreciate one of those without the other being just right. In one email, we're talking about our kids, and I have it here. He wrote, "One night soon, let's go out and have some meat and some good damn drinks and talk about how lucky we are that we have them. We love you, Bob."
Man, we should all be so loved.
Yeah.
You know, we should just all be so loved. It sucks that he's gone. Can't do much about that. We should all be so loved.
I do love seeing the photos of people that have seen him, or met him, whatever it is, over the years, and people sharing that. Like, that's been really cool.
I've got to get better about that. I don't do that. I've got to get better. I'm just going, Kayla, send me that picture. That's what I've got to get better about. And actually saving them so I can recall them. But I didn't want to get, I was kind of in a weird place with it yesterday with Saget, because I like everybody else, he was the best guy. You really felt like it was sincere.
Yes.
Like it was legitimate with him. And it was. My agent is, that's right, an agent. But my agent super tight with him.
Aww.
In fact, it was a running freaking joke between us because there were 2 or 3 times in a row where it was, "Hey, let me call you back in a minute. I'm with Bob Saget." And they were really close. He produced his podcast.
Oh, wow.
And he is just destroyed. I wanted to call him and I didn't know what to say. And then I did. I called him yesterday. And he's just, my agent's usually pretty, we've been together 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a side of him that he had not revealed to me, and we'd become tight, you know, where I consider him family. I saw a side of him yesterday that I've never seen, and quite frankly, never want to see again.
I have no doubt. Yeah.
But again, and I get sorry. And I realize this probably doesn't sound as positive as I want it to sound, again, we should all be so loved.
Yep.
And I guess it just, it's a good thing to be a good person.
Yes.
And Bob Saget was. Now, I hope that something doesn't come out in these next few days. That, well, you know, we didn't see drug use or anything, but he wasn't wearing pants.
you know
what I mean? Or something weird like that. But it doesn't give that, it doesn't have that, it had that stink to it yesterday. It doesn't have that stink today.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
No, it doesn't, okay, and I think we all know. A college student in Virginia named Brian Donahue got a lottery ticket in his stocking for Christmas. These stories are all good. We probably got another week of these stories. Then they'll all be done. A lottery ticket in his stocking for Christmas. It hit for $1 million.
Wow.
A college student. You know,
$1 million. Like, you rarely hear that with scratchers. That's why. Like, that's crazy.
I don't know if it was a scratcher, but it was just a lottery ticket in the stocking. And, you know, hey, thanks for coughing up the buck. You know, wow, great gift. $1 million. Here's what's awesome. The drawing was on December 22nd. So Santa already knew it was a winner.
Oh, my God. You do know that.
Well, Santa knew.
Yeah.
Whoever put it in the stocking probably didn't know. Assuming Santa had, you know, a co-conspirator.
Assuming.
I'm just saying. A 98-year-old, and we'll have a few more of these too, a 98-year-old World War II vet in Texas. His name is Donald Huizinga. Just got his high school diploma 80 years after he was supposed to graduate. He got drafted in 1943. He was a senior in high school. He got wounded in Normandy, but made it home. And then just, you know, went to work.
Wow.
That's pretty much what people did. And then, what is it now? 80 years later, got his diploma. College kid in Maryland was home for the holidays. Lost his wallet last Thursday. Probably drunk. He dropped it, but he didn't know where. Then it snowed. So now you're screwed.
Just covered it, yeah.
You know, yeah. So he had no shot of finding it. And he got Christmas cash. Because that's the best gift for a college kid.
Absolutely.
So he's ready to go back to school on Saturday. Some random dude shows up at his mom's house with the freaking wallet. The guy was on his way to work, saw the wallet in a parking lot. The address, mom's house, on the kid's license. So, and of course all the cash is still inside.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to buy it. Nobody's going to buy it if you show up and go, well, I don't know. I don't know, there was cash in it, but I don't know how much was in it. Why, is it missing $20 or $25? It's like, why? So, no, all the cash was in it, and it's all good.
Oh, that's great.
It is great. And then, all's well that ends well, but this story is sketchy, too. In Missouri, a dog was rescued after being snatched up by an owl and taken for over a mile wow. away. The guy who found the dog, right place, right time. Dog's owner, Natalie, is just completely blown away. But because here's what usually happens. I didn't want to say this before, but usually they take whatever it is and then they drop it.
Yeah.
Because that's how they, you know,
how
they don't have, that's how they, yeah.
Yeah.
Make it more manageable. And so, yeah, but in this case, no. And
I seen something flew over the top of my car. I didn't know exactly what it was. I made it look big, and it dropped something. And when it dropped something, I stopped my car. And here was this little bitty miniature dots. And I'm glad that I saved her life, though.
Oh, my God. So he was dropping it.
He tried,
and oh, my goodness.
Because she would have never made it. That owl probably would have came back and finished her off.
Even our pets have guardian angels because there's no other way to explain how Fiona is safe and sound and back in our arms.
Dude, if you dig a little deeper into that story, dude said he usually doesn't go that way home from work.
Wow. Right place, right time.
He felt that it was God-led, that he was supposed to be there. Yeah, actually, they're both really religious. So, and it was funny how they cut a lot of that out of the story. Because, now listen, I too am a believer. However, at this point, the both of them talking about how there was so much divine intervention. Yeah, they sounded nice.
I'm sure.
It was a little too heavy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But still, again, all's well that ends well for whatever reason. And it's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I would like to tell you first before my client speaks. Dad.
That's you dirty. Yeah.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
We in trouble if I'm a judge.
Please, can we have the prosecutor not comment while I'm defending my client? That my client, this was not, it's not murder, it's manslaughter. They didn't mean to do it. And that, God, man. See, I thought I could see my way through on this initially. But now that I say it out loud, it's...
What am I paying you for?
I'm the public defender. I'm a good lawyer. I'm not Nakvi or anything like that. But, okay, so explain yourself.
So yesterday I got home and I was trying to be super helpful because I had an extra hour before I had to go babysit. So I started doing the dishes and I emptied out the first load, put everything away, loaded up the dirty dishes into the dishwasher, went to put detergent in and noticed that the soap had never popped. So I'm like, okay, I don't really have room to put the dishes that I just put away back in. I'll check them. I'll run this load and I'll check those out. So I checked the ones that I had just put away. They looked fine. Everything looks good. I always do like a decent scrub off of my dishes before I put them into the dishwasher.
Excuse me one second. Scale of 1 to 10, how close are you to throwing up right now?
Like a good 6.5 right now.
I could tell. I could tell we were reaching that point. Your nostrils started to flare. Just remember, my dentist taught me this. Don't ask why. You can't throw up if you breathe through your nose. Supposedly.
Ken?
Good to know. So I checked out those dishes and I was like, it's one load of dishes. It's not a big deal. It's just May and I'm not worried about it. Other load of dishes finishes. I go to empty it. The soap still hadn't popped and I didn't know why. I figured out the problem and all was all set. However, I don't want to waste the water to rerun that second load of dishes because then I also feel obligated to also rerun the first load of dishes, and that's two extra loads of dishes that didn't need to waste water, and I see all the Lake Mead commercials, so it makes me nervous.
I'm appreciative of that.
I'm appreciative of that as well. Really, she's one of us now.
Yeah.
She is. She's one of us now.
So I just, are they clean? Like, I hot water? It's hot enough?
They are...
Not clean. I mean, I don't want to shut this down right away. They are not clean. Like,
are you
have to use, like,
are you sure?
Yeah, you have to use, like, soap. It's food remnants. Everyone knows this. If you can't, like, the same reason, like, you can't leave refrigerated food out. Bacteria develops, all that stuff.
No,
so,
that's
like,
not the same.
It's totally the same thing.
Is it possible? I'm just asking. Is it possible that the water is hot enough that it could stir? I'm trying to make myself believe this. Is it possible that if the water is hot enough that it can do the job and that you really don't need the soap?
How hot is the water in the dishwasher? Do you know?
172 degrees.
Ooh. Do you actually know that, or are you just making up a temperature?
Nope,
now?
I checked it myself.
So
yesterday.
the water into the dishwasher.
Maddie's dishwasher. I went over there and checked it myself.
Yeah, is hotter than boiling water. That's what you're saying.
Oh, hot's boiling water.
I believe boiling water is like 160.
191. See, you don't even know what you're talking about. So
I do know what I'm talking about.
No,
I know
don't.
That soap cleans things.
Know.
So you need soap.
You don't even
soap.
Know how hot boiling water is.
Boiling water is
what
160.
Do you know? What could you possibly
because
know
you
about
cook,
this?
The only reason I know that is because you cook chicken to 165. So are you okay with having your dishes, like, no soap, like, just hot water just knocking stuff off of them? You're okay with that?
Wait, what does this have to do with cooking chicken?
I'm just speculating temperatures at this point. So I'm just saying that I think that your dishes are not clean. I would not eat off of them.
Now, can I?
By the way, boiling water 212, dummy.
Well, okay, my bad. Shoot.
It's just always funny when you say dummy at the end.
In my defense, when I say I really clean off my dishes before putting them into the dishwasher,
that
like,
was the
I
second
really,
part of my question.
Really, really, like I scrub them off before putting them in.
So you waste water.
So you are still wasting water.
You waste water.
Yeah. So you're not fully one of us yet.
Just to let you know, you're not going to win at this.
Okay, but wait. So she's pre-washed. sort of.
You pre-wash and then wash and get.
Sometimes, yeah, especially with like the greasy, grimy stuff. Because I don't trust that a dishwasher can do a well enough job just throw them in dirty. So I always, always, always give them a good like scrub down before they go
now
in.
Water boils at 160.
Greatest rapper name ever.
What now? Water boils at 160. You know why? Because then people will always Google your name.
Oh,
does water
yes.
boil? Does water boil at 160? Nope. I know that's not right, but I'm not sure what the answer is.
And like some kid is going to go into his class later on in life and go like, and they're doing some sort of, you know, physics thing or whatever it is. And he's, oh yeah, like water boils at 160. Nope, that's not right. But the rapper's name is Water Boils at 160.
Okay, stop evil. Trying to deflect from
Sorry,
the issue.
That is very deflecting, isn't it? No, I do not think that your dishes are clean. Because I feel like the water just like pushed
just
all the dirt around.
Just because there's soap?
Yeah. It's like the soap helps.
Like, well, I'm sure it helps.
Yeah.
But the question is, are they clean?
Are all the dishes in the dishwasher, have they all been pre-scrubbed? Or does May put her dirty, dirty dishes in with your freshly scrubbed dishes?
No, we do not put our dishes into our dishwasher before they're rinsed off because it stinks if you put dirty dishes in.
Okay.
So everything just sits in the sink. So I was the one who did everything. So I know for a fact that they were clean going in there. Like they were all rinsed off.
How often do you run the dishwasher?
Once every
what does
other
that
day?
Have to do with it?
It makes a difference if you leave things in there and they're building up dirt for bacteria for like days on end. Like, I feel like that makes a difference.
We've already decided that you can be on the air, right?
Person on the phone.
Hello on the phone. Oh, wait, they can't hear us. We've already decided that you're going to go on the air, right? Hello?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
It's Brandy.
Yeah.
Brandy,
you're cool with being on the air, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise we're all
yeah.
in trouble.
Oh, well.
Okay, so Maddie ran dishes not once, but twice, right?
Yeah, it was two loads of dishes like this.
Okay, but did you run them twice or did two separate loads go once?
Two separate loads went once.
Okay.
It's even worse. Even worse. I thought it was two. Like,
okay, yeah. Are they clean? They're, the soap didn't pop, but are they clean?
If she scrubs them first. Yes. Okay. So you guys do know that a dishwasher is technically not a washer. It's a sanitizer, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
You and my wife are the same. Is this my wife? No, because my wife literally just texted and she teaches that class at UNLV.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So like you wash, I always like wash the dishes first and then they stay soapy. They go into the dishwasher and then the dishwasher rinses and sanitizes.
Oh, you leave them soapy. That's
and by the way, our friend at Clean Kicks Vegas, they have a business that cleans your shoes, and it's amazing.
That's awesome.
No, they're fantastic. I love them. And they love us, which makes me love them even more.
Of course.
A dishwasher is 140 to 145 and 150 kills bacteria, according to Clean Kicks Vegas. And it seems to me like they would know that stuff because they clean things.
So proof right there that your dishes are not clean because a dishwasher is 140, 145, and 150 kills bacteria. You're dirty.
However, you're dirty.
I'm sorry. Okay. That was so wrong.
Okay, here's my wife who knows these things and has been through many health department inspection.
Okay.
Okay, and teaches ServSafe.
Yeah.
She's an adjunct professor at UNLV.
Go big Rebels. Brain, big brain.
Go Rebels. Big game tonight at 8 o'clock against New Mexico, and we are playing. Everybody's healthy. They might not be clean, but the hot water sanitizes. Clean is different than sanitized. To me, sanitized is another level.
That is another
to
level.
To me, if you had to choose between clean and sanitized, don't you take sanitized?
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't you think sanitized is a step above clean?
I mean, I still take clean.
No, I understand, but I realize I may be wrong here. I'm just saying that up until this moment, if you told me, well, I don't know if they're clean, but they're sanitized, I'd be like, good enough.
Well, although, take it in like sanitizing your hands or clean washing your hands.
Hmm.
Which do you take?
I see what you're saying. Clean washing your hands. My wife also says professional dishwasher is 180.
Okay.
That's more than enough.
Well, now we're hearing two different things. I don't know if I believe it anymore.
Well, no, that's a pro dishwasher. You're only hearing what you want to hear.
I know. I have very selective hearing today, and it sounds like Maddie does not thoroughly clean her dishes. Today. That's all
it
I'm getting.
It was an accident.
In her defense, it was the dishwasher malfunction, not
the little
Maddie
spring,
herself.
The little spring to open the door for the soap had come off the hook.
Okay, when my wife and I first got together, I thought, what kind of monster are you? That because she just throws the pot in there. She just throws it in there.
She doesn't put it in the little thing?
Huh?
Without a rinse?
Wait, everybody's
the little pod. The little
pod.
She just throws it in the dishwasher.
Yep. Forget that little door. It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. The door is unnecessary.
Oh.
It's just that we had them in there because you had to have
I guess it is.
Yeah, because you had to have a thing for the when you used to have liquid soap or
Yeah.
or powder soap. There had to be a place for it to go. Otherwise, people would just be, they'd just be
idiots. Throw it in there, yeah, like your wife.
and they would just throw, ridiculous amounts of it in there.
And then you see all the horror stories about how it foams out the side. And
Oh, yeah, no, because you'd get somebody who'd be like, if thumb is good, more is better. And they, I'm going to get them real clean. And then
or you're out of the liquid and you use regular dish soap.
What just happened? You're out of the liquid and you used what?
Regular dish soap.
That's a bad one. I've seen somebody do that. Oh, that's where you get the bubbles. It's bad. Even a little bit, you put in there. My friends did that. They're in their first apartment. They're we could use dish soap.
I love this show. I love this show so much now that we just take the stupidest stuff and it turns into.
I'm talking for 10 minutes about how Maddie's a dirty person. This is great.
Whoa.
Again, I just love doing it because I can't see her. So
okay.
You're not welcome to eat dinner at my house anymore.
Yeah, ever. Your buddy, our buddy Trin says, so does everyone who doesn't have a dishwasher have dirty dishes? No, because you use soap.
No, because you use soap and you clean. Yeah.
Yeah, and you use clean. My wife comes back around in true Amy fashion. So if you use hand sanitizer, you poop on your hands. Are your hands clean?
No.
And then I'm like, why do you have poop on your hands? And now you know everything you need to know about our relationship and what we talk about when we walk every day.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
7 simple things that you can do right now to make your life better and make more people like you.
Oh, bring it. I love this.
To avoid workplace drama, compliment people when they're not there.
Okay.
Because it gets around to them.
Yeah.
It gets around to them.
That's smart.
Saying you're right instead of I know makes you look less like an a-hole and doesn't diminish something somebody else may have just found out.
Try to do that all the time.
To say you're right instead of...
Because it also makes them feel better.
I guess I didn't realize how powerful that is.
Yeah.
To say you're right. Instead of asking, do you have any questions? Ask, what questions do you have? The first, you have any, do you say, got any questions? Nobody ever gets to speak up.
What questions do you have?
Oh, thank God, but what questions do you have? Okay, what questions do you have? You're ready.
That's so much more welcoming.
I don't hate that, but it's also the difference between making the meeting go 15 minutes longer or ending the meeting now.
That's true.
So if you flip it, so if you say, hey, if you want the meeting to end now, say, do you have any questions? No? Okay, peace. That's it. When you have something important, this is I use this a lot. When you have something important, they say to say to your kids, but really for anybody, say it quieter because people will lean in. They'll listen.
Oh, interesting.
When you have something important to say, or pause. Pauses are very powerful. And it's a hard thing for people to understand, especially in this business, that a pause can be incredibly powerful because people feel like they have to fill the space.
Yeah.
And you don't. So if you have something important to say, say it quieter, not louder. Especially with your kids, they're immune to your yelling, but saying it quieter gets their attention.
You're right.
And quite honestly, with adults, it makes you look like a serial killer. So they're like, okay, we probably should pay attention to what they're saying. If you need to de-escalate somebody and get them to communicate, ask them a question about numbers or personal information. I guess it's because it makes you think differently.
I've always been told that you always want to, when in doubt, always ask questions about that person because inherently that is the most familiar thing to somebody. Numbers, all that stuff. Yeah, like you might know things, but if you ask someone, that is the most in tune they are with any subject as themselves.
Old school interview tricks. Similarly, when somebody shy is speaking, or if you are interviewing somebody and you want them to open up, look them in the eye, nod your head. And smile, not like big, like crazy, you know, yeah, but engage, I guess, more than anything, engage with a speaker. It encourages them to keep talking.
Oh, that's interesting.
And you'll always go, if you do any sort of public speaking, you'll always find yourself locking in on people. You'll either find yourself locking in on people that are fully engaged or people that are fully not engaged.
And you can't not look away from them because Joe in the third row has his cell phone out and he hasn't looked up once. And you're like, Joe, are you here or are you not? Like,
no. And they'll also tell you, see, it's really intoxicating to look at the people that are right down front.
Yeah.
Because you can see them. The people that do the best in front of a crowd are the ones that talk to the back row.
I'll agree with that.
Always.
Work that crowd.
Say hello to everybody that you know and do it with a smile. Imagine if you only see a person twice a year, but each time you greet them, or flip it around, each time they greet you, they do it with a smile, you're going to think they're the nicest person in the world.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because you're going to think that's what they always
you're
do.
You're right. Hey. Look me
thanks,
mad.
Kayla. See what you just did? I see what you did.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Gotta be something. Got a little pizzazz to it, like Cinema Showdown. 90s Cinema Showdown.
I want to call it what it is.
Lame.
That name was already taken by you. Oh!
Lame store called. They're all out of you. Maddie's calling in reinforcements.
Okay.
I don't know if you were aware.
Oh, good. Bring it.
Wait, who's this?
Jade Jacobo from Southern Highlands.
That's nice. Hi, Jade.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Jade said, Jade heard Maddie say that she was going to swing and miss on all of this. Jade goes, I got you. Jake called up and said, I'll be on your team. And I went.
I love trivia and I love movies, so I got your back.
Oh, you know this what? Is great. Oh, and this I is went, great.
The more, now I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is starting to sound like fun.
First of three, there is one movie. We will do trivia on one movie alone. It's very simple. So if you've seen the movie, you should be able to do pretty good.
Wait, so then how do we do that? So then, wait.
Three questions on one movie?
Three questions on one movie?
Yeah. I have a bunch of questions on one movie, but the first person to answer three right wins.
Oh.
Are you telling? Wait, do we have to guess the movie?
No! I will tell you what the movie is. Just you just have to answer the question.
We both thought it at first, then we went, oh, wait, now we understand what she's doing.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us the movie?
Yeah, She's All That. So, late 90s movie. I feel like this is a very good movie in case Maddie might have seen it at one
point. Take it away, Jade.
Are you Googling?
I have seen the movie more than once.
Exciting, because I've never seen it once.
All right, buzz in with your name. If you think you know the answer, buzz in with your name.
Is that the one where they're at the party at the end? Is that Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No, not Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Wait, no hint. How do we buzz in?
Oh, yeah, no
buzz
hint. In. Sorry.
Chet, is Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No.
No?
All right, first question. Wait, Jade, let's check your buzzer. Jade, just yell at name
she
Jade.
She knows how to say it.
But does she know? She hasn't buzzed in yet.
Because you didn't ask a question yet.
Perfect. Love
good
it.
Good job, Jade.
In the ass.
All right. First question on the movie, She's All That.
Chet.
What is the...
Chet, is it Amanda Bynes?
No. So, Jade, this one's for you. What is the name of the mean girl who broke things off with Zach?
Chet, is it...
For a reality show guy. What's the name of the mean girl in the movie?
Oh, crap. I honestly don't know.
Chet,
go for it.
Is it Valerie?
No. Very close.
That's a good guess.
Shut up, dummy.
Yikes.
Just throw a name out there, Jade.
She already did. She
Jade.
Said she didn't know.
Slade.
She
said it was close, so I'm going to say Kimberly.
No, it's Taylor. Taylor was the name of the mean girl in the movie.
Remember when I said this game sucked?
Okay.
Do you remember back in 2021 when I said this game sucked?
Famous singer played the school's DJ / announcer in the movie? Chet, go
Is
for it.
Is it Pink?
It's not Pink, no.
It's not Pink.
Who played the DJ / the school announcer in the movie?
Hey, Britney Spears.
No, that's not right. Usher. Oh, Usher Raymond played the DJ.
What's the score now?
0-0.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay.
It looks like a different movie.
Which reality show was Brock on in the movie?
Chet. Real World.
Yes! Chet's on the board!
Solid.
Eat it, Maddie. Eat it.
All right. I'm done after this. This person wins it all. Which now deceased action star played the male villain in the film? Now deceased action star played the villain
in the
film.
It's the dude from Fast and Furious.
Chet.
John Cena.
No.
Oh, Maddie.
John Cena is alive.
Maddie. Vin Diesel. No, wait. No,
Vin Diesel's alive.
He's alive. It's the other one.
Yeah, I was trying
I'm going to give it
funny.
To Jade. I'm going to give it to Jade because she at least knew.
Funny. And then I thought you Googled.
Jade, you were correct. It's Paul Walker. Paul Walker played the villain. Jade wins. Good job. You guys don't like this game.
I didn't even hear her answer.
No, she said the guy from Fast and Furious.
Can we do like a Finding Nemo?
Wasn't that John Cena?
No, well, I think he's in the latest one, isn't he? But he's still alive. I said now deceased.
You're taking this way too seriously.
You guys
suck. Jade wins, so Maddie wins. Okay, so does Jade win anything?
I don't have any prizes to give you, so thank you, Jade. I appreciate your participation in this. I'm
telling you, this game sucks.
Well, I you know we don't have any prizes. You get the same emails I do.
I thought maybe you knew something I didn't.
No, I just called in for fun.
You're funsies.
Fun.
I like you, Jade. Thank you so much.
Are we against COVID protocols if we try to get her Chet Buchanan Show shirt?
I don't know the rules on that, so that's going to be your call.
Let us call it. You know what? We'll find out and we'll call you back.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
We did it on this game. And it's the game that every single morning show in America played.
Okay.
Either yesterday or today.
Let's bring it.
What show is this TV dad from?
I love this. Okay.
So Danny Tanner.
Full House. Done.
What are you doing, Manny?
I'm writing down what show is this TV dad from.
Oh, God. Don't. You know, like,
I just keep track of everything we talk about.
Right. Well, make sure you put a note next to it that you don't need to save this.
Okay. Do not save.
You will not need. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Tim Taylor.
Home Improvement.
Kayla gets one. Are we buzzing in? Or
Tim
are we
the
just
Tool
shouting?
Man Taylor right there.
Are we
there.
Just shouting him out?
Oh,
We can just shout him out. Okay, I'm good with it. Ray Romano.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah. What was his character name, though? It wasn't Ray Romano.
I don't know. I never watched that show.
Ray. I always was under the impression it was Ray Romano. So,
can I tell you the truth? If we you ever need, and Everybody Loves Raymond is a great one. If you ever needed like a family drama topic for the show, and you're stuck, you know those writers get paid thousands, and you can go and take it from sitcoms.
Really?
Sure. And especially Everybody Loves Raymond because there's always some sort of family drama.
That's true.
No, it's fun. For a long time.
Just so you know, his last name is Barone.
Barone. Ray Barone. probably getting a text right now from... Anyway. Johnny Rose.
Creek.
Yep.
Yeah.
Red Foreman.
That 70s show.
Ooh, it's tied at 2.
No, I have 3.
Yeah, I think she does.
No, you don't get Danny Tanner. That was the exhibition round.
Whatever. All right, that's fine.
I was just trying to show, because everybody knows Danny Tanner right now. Al Bundy, name the show.
My Wife and Children. Nope. My Wife and Kids.
Nope.
Nah, shoot, I know it now. I know it.
You know what's funny? I think that was the original name of it.
How I Met Your Mother?
No.
I don't know. I don't know that show.
No, Married with Children.
Thank you.
That's way before you. Ward Cleaver.
Leave It to Beaver.
Atta girl. And those two, Bill Cosby.
The Cosby Show.
Yeah, see, that game sucked too. But it could have been that. Oh, and the old, and the, here was the other choice. So it could have been 90s movie trivia or Name the TV Dad.
Okay.
Or could be Smoker's Cough or COVID Cough.
Ew.
Call us. Call us if you have, yeah, call us if you have a cough and we'll tell you whether it's Smoker's Cough or COVID Cough. And to be honest, that might be the best bit ever. That, no?
I do not want to listen to people cough. That sounds horrible.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Is this a true story about your friend Jen?
Yeah, right? Isn't it kind of crazy? My friend Jen has a six-year-old, and she's been doing, by the way, makeup tutorials on her mom's phone, like recording herself.
The six-year-old.
The six-year-old. Where, since she was like three.
Where did she learn this from? From her mom?
I'm sure she watched. No. She watches YouTube videos and all that stuff.
Her mom
she
does? Just,
yeah. Well, she does. She like take the phone.
The six-year-old and watches makeup tutorials?
Yeah. And so.
It's wild because I'm of the belief you got to be kind of exposed to it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
So Layla is six, just recently turned six in the last like 2 months and really wants to. So she records all of her videos and they're really funny. Like we watch them and I die laughing and she's so serious about it and how you need to clean your brushes and all this stuff. And
where's
so,
your phone? Will you pull up one of these videos? And
I don't have them on my phone. They're all on Jen's phone. So this is the thing. If oh, she okay. wants, she wants to put them. Layla has been asking about putting them on YouTube. And so
she's six.
I know because this is where she watches the videos. So she wants to become an influencer like all those girls that are doing makeup tutorials kind of thing. So it,
is this like that one friend of ours that we have that goes, my son says the funniest things. And we all know that she writes them.
No, it's definitely not like that. Layla is the most animated child I've ever met. Like it's insane. And so she wants to put her videos on YouTube, like all the YouTube makeup tutorial girls. She wants to do that. And Jen was like, oh, I don't want to put them out there. I don't want to do that. That's
no.
But she's your six. Like, that's not okay. But she wants to like take all our old videos and put them out. And I was like, well, Jen, they have like a kid's YouTube. Like you can put it on the kid YouTube, on the kid tube. I don't know what they call it, but you could put it on
sure.
there. And she's
and
all,
I guarantee none of the pervs know about that.
No, none of them know. Well, I was like, why don't you put them on like the kid tube, like the and do it that way? And she's like, no, I thought about that, but I also don't want her to feel bad if she doesn't get like she looks at these YouTube videos and they have millions of views on them, and she's gonna go to kid tube and not know like the, like five views, and like she's gonna be get crushed by not having her makeup videos up there.
This makes my head hurt.
I know.
I feel like it's better for her to know now than it is in the future. Just got to tell her the truth.
You want to crush her soul
at
six?
You're not going to get views.
Oh, my God. I don't.
I can't believe we're having this discussion.
I don't know what the solution is because Jen has asked me and I go, I don't know. I wouldn't put them out on the tube. I wouldn't do it personally.
So my wife went to the lady doctor, right?
Yeah.
Lady doctor goes, hey. Guess what?
Guess what?
You still have eggs.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. No, and she's saying it to her like that. She's saying it to my wife like that. My wife's like, no. God, no. Because we would both end up in jail. This would... No.
Because this would be your world.
Because of this. So really, the answer isn't, I just looked at her and went, no.
You don't want to like.
End of discussion.
She is trying to be creative and put it out there, like her creativity. And she's just old enough to know what the internet is. And so she thinks, like, she doesn't like see the, like, she's 6 years old. She does not see the repercussions of putting your videos out there on social media. She thinks she's going to put it out there and be the next James Charles or whatever it is. Makeup guy. And so, like, thinks that she's going to be the next.
Why would I know James Charles?
And so she thinks that like that's going to happen. Like it's just going to blow up for her.
For the record, what you missed was Maddie turned to me and goes, and just barely just a little bit above mouthing. You don't know who James Charles is? Why would I know James Charles?
Got some makeup line.
Why?
We also had some scandals going on.
Oh, that's
too.
True. Very scandal with the Kardashians.
Yeah, there
I
was a name
that
I thought it was a name that I thought I might have heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, sisters.
But the concern is that the child's not going to get enough likes.
Well,
and their self-esteem's going
to
be...
No, this is the thing. Like, we figured the solution was to go to the kid's tube and put it up there, but she thinks she's not going to get the hits, and then it's going to crush... And she doesn't want to crush Layla's creativity.
Saying.
Like, that's the problem.
So, at what point...
I have an idea. I have a suggestion.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I have a suggestion. Instead of YouTube, I'm assuming Jen has Facebook, and she posts it for family to see. And she can make it where it's just private, where it's just friends and family, and people can't search her, you know, username and see whatever is on her page. And so that way, at least family is commenting. She's getting views from them, and her self-esteem stays up, and she's not going, oh, not so nobody's then, listening or watching my videos.
Yeah, but then does everybody have to go do it? Yay!
Yes, Brittany, you do, actually. Layla,
is.
Layla. Yeah.
Yay, Layla.
Yes, you 1,000% have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever if I ever scrolled by and saw Layla's videos, if we were friends, if Jen and I were friends, I would always comment and be like, wow.
Like, you would know
so
what
great.
That is.
Even if I didn't watch it, I'd write, wow, so great.
Like, you would know
what
that is.
Saying?
Like, you know
this
you're putting
her,
it out
yeah.
there. Well, I'm a
no,
little nervous about
this. Is why we're soft. This is why.
The problem is she's wicked smart and like would want to go watch the videos. And I think we could like get it past her. But like, I think like that might be a solution, like a temporary fix until she figures out that it's not YouTube and she's not getting the millions of views that she thinks she was going to get. Like, that's the problem. She thinks she's going to put it out there and get 5 million views in 3 days.
Isn't this why the terrorists think they can win?
No, this is not why the terrorists think they can win. I'm trying to find a way to not stifle the creativity. I get where Jen's at. Like, that's
really tough.
Be creative.
Be creative. But why? But we have a kid, a six. She's six.
Yeah.
And we're worried about her views on YouTube.
Yeah.
Can't we explain to her stranger danger that we don't know those 3 million people who are going to watch it, and you don't know if they're nice people?
There won't be 3 million.
Well, she's hoping for 3 million, right? And so we can kind of go along the lines of being
this
like, well.
This is where we learn about life. Sometimes not everybody gets to be a Kardashian.
No. I get that.
And
I...
you keep trying, and you keep getting better, and then maybe one day, if lightning strikes just right, because I'm of the belief there's a bajillion super talented people.
Yeah.
That, you know, sometimes the path just doesn't.
I told Jen, I was like, you could probably do an ultimatum thing where you're like, okay, well, you're still six. If you are still really obsessed with like makeup tutorials and doing your own tutorials at 10, we will let you put them on YouTube. I feel like that's a fair compromise, and it gives her something to work for, and maybe she'll be out of this phase. I mean, she's been doing it for 3 years. Maybe she'll be out of this phase by the time she's 10.
3 years, the three-year-old was doing makeup tutorials.
She was literally putting the
seriously.
Video in front of her and
she's only
herself.
Been doing it seriously since she was 4 and a half.
Kids are smart, man.
Wait, when does pony stage start? when does she start getting into horses?
When does that happen?
And decide that she wants to be a veterinarian? That all happens at some point, right?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
It is a beautiful time to be living in Las Vegas. There's talk that the 2022 Grammy Awards may come here.
That would be
that
awesome.
This year's Grammy Awards, that they're going to pull them out of LA and bring them here.
Yeah.
Which would be, that'd be fun.
Buddy and I were talking about, my fiance and I were talking about that last night, about how he's like, oh, like, it's been a hot second since they've had it outside of LA. Like, this would be so great.
Yeah, they did New York a few years ago.
Yeah.
There was a big push for that.
Yeah.
They did. Well, yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
It's really, it's honestly, it's really good.
Got the space.
All you have to do is go spend a little time somewhere else. You know what I mean? And kind of take a look around and realize just how cool Las Vegas
yeah.
is right
mm-hmm.
now. We got to work in here.
Yeah.
We got good stuff working here.
And I haven't been to MGM Grand Garden Arena in a while, so that'd be super dope.
You think that would be the spot?
It's the only place that doesn't have a sports team that would conflict with the Grammys.
Just one day.
I know, but you everyone's
a couple days set up.
Like, I mean, Staples Center and all that stuff, they block out entire months, like months on end for the potential that the Lakers will go to the playoffs, yeah, or whatever they call it, yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So but where were they going to have the Grammys? Where are the Grammys at now?
They pushed it back.
No, I understand, but where are the Grammys at now?
I thought they were at the Staples Center.
Well, then what's the big deal?
Because if they can't have it in LA during those months, that the stretch in like this midsummer, like late
that's
spring.
Not why they're talking about doing it, though. That's why they're talking about it because of COVID.
I would just think that if you have sports teams, there's a conflict.
You're just
that's
making
all.
This up right now, aren't you?
No, it makes perfect sense in
you're
my head.
Are you speculating?
No, no, no. It makes perfect sense in my head. That's what I saw last night was that MGM Grand Garden Arena was the spot that they were looking at.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, the logic of that's not why they're moving it out of Staples Center.
No, no, no. I know, but they're going to bring it here. I feel like that's the only non-conflicting.
She's going to fight me until I agree with her.
No.
And you know what? And I appreciate that. I'm here for it. We just don't have time.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
All we've done is play stupid games all morning long.
I love Stupid Game Tuesday.
Stupid Game Tuesday's okay. The games are really bad.
They're so bad.
You ready for this game?
Mm-hmm. Stupid Game Tuesday!
Stupid Game Tuesday, mostly because we're making them up as we go along.
Yeah.
But Stupid Game Tuesday, which of these stories does Chet think is complete BS? Okay, you ready?
Okay.
They're both crazy, though. A woman was shocked after getting home from grocery shopping to find out what was in her trunk, or rather, what was not in her trunk. Sarah Cowan had spent about $100 on a grocery trip. She loaded the groceries into her silver Nissan, returned her cart, and went home, only to find her trunk was empty.
Wow.
Did somebody steal the groceries out of her trunk while she returned the grocery cart? No. Shockingly, she realized that she had put her stuff into the wrong car after parking right next to a car exactly like hers.
Oh, my God.
Fearing everything was gone forever, Sarah could not believe her luck when the grocery store confirmed that somebody had handed all of her stuff in. Still bemused by her mistake, Sarah's only wish is to thank the honest driver who returned her groceries. Yada, yada, yada. There's good people in the world. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and my handbag, too, that I got it back. It was the last present from my late grandfather. So it had great sentimental value, too. Okay, and then there's this. Archaeologists in Spain discovered the largest stash of ancient Roman coins ever found in that region. They're giving all the credit to a hungry badger.
Okay.
Researchers found more than 200 coins dating back to between the 3rd and 5th century AD in the northern region of Asturias. And it didn't take much work because they found the coins out in the open near a badger den. Best guess is that the animal dug into a crack near its home searching for berries or worms or something during last year's particularly harsh winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Asturias got hit hard.
Of course.
Instead of food, the badger apparently unearthed the coins, which are believed to have been forged as far away as Constantinople in what is now Turkey. Duh, read a book. It's possible that the coins were hidden from invading armies, though more research is planned to try to determine the backstory. In the 1930s, about a dozen gold coins from ancient Rome were also found kind of close to there. We want to know if it's a one-off hiding place or if there was a group of humans living there. Okay, now both of these are legitimate stories. Which one of them do you think I find to be pure BS?
The grocery store one. I feel like you would find that BS.
Maddie?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, how? How? So how do you get into somebody else's trunk to put your groceries in there? And then, okay, I get it. If you were, in fact, able to get into the trunk and put your groceries in there, who keeps their purse in the trunk?
I don't know anyone that
you put your purse in the trunk?
No, I put all my groceries in the trunk and the purse comes in the passenger seat with me.
Right. Which you take with you to put the cart back.
I get you.
Purse never leaves you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So somehow you parked right next to a car that looks just like yours. But you didn't notice.
Yeah. The first thing I notice whenever I, like, it doesn't even have to be right next to me. I go, oh, look, someone has the same car as me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came out.
Basic of cars.
You came out and there's two of them, but you still didn't notice.
Yeah.
And then somehow you pop the trunk on the wrong car, put all your crap in there, but they don't have... Their trunk looks just like your trunk.
That's what I'm saying. Who doesn't have anything in their trunk? Like just a basic, and then you're right next to each other. Nobody has anything in there. It's a little.
Do you know me? I don't have anything in the trunk.
So
it's possible.
But the odds of the car next to you also has nothing in their trunk.
So the chances of two people are equally uptight.
You know, the stuff I'm uptight about is stuff I'm really uptight about.
I do like that your car is super clean all the time.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand.
I get that.
Yeah. I can't stand not being able to find stuff.
Yeah.
And if I let it get bad, it'll get real bad. I'll be like a hoarder. Like it'll get away from me. It'll be awful.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get it. I don't get how you busted into somebody else's car and put your stuff in there, and then you went home and went, oopsie, wrong car. Me not know where my purse is.
Yeah, I don't know.
How? You left it in the trunk.
You're totally right, and I don't like being like, then it's a mistake. Why do they have to lie about it? Or they don't have anything to gain from it. But I do feel like I'm very skeptical about this story.
Well, you'll note I did not mention the name of the store.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
More you know before we go. I'll tell you about the coconuts in a minute.
I'm intrigued.
I have no doubt.
I hate coconuts.
How long do you think it takes for a snail to crawl 1 mile?
Snail, 1 mile, a whole day. 2 days, sorry.
Technically, almost a day and a half, 33 hours.
Wow.
If a snail wanted to go 1 mile, 33 hours.
See, my instinct was like 7 days, and then I go, that can't be right.
That's too much.
Like if they just trucked right through.
Right.
You know?
No stops, no bathroom. No pulling over to go to the bathroom or anything. Yeah. The dot over the letter I, do you know what that's called? Hang on, let me make sure I'm reading it right.
Yeah, the eye? Is it called the eye?
Nope.
Okay, I don't know.
The dot over the eye has a name. Do you know what it is?
Mm-mm.
Tittle.
Is that your tittle, or are you just happy to see
it's
me?
It's a tittle.
It's funny.
Layla Joe
it's
Walker. Funny. Well, I know.
Tittle could be what... I love that. Tittle.
So... apparently, at one point in our lives, there was a pigeon on the planet called the passenger pigeon. It is now extinct. But apparently, at one time, in all probability, the passenger pigeon was actually the most abundant bird on the planet. But they are now extinct.
Oh.
Nothing's promised, kids.
You know, amen.
I think that's the lesson I took from that. This is bizarre. Only 3 of the 15 highest grossing 80s movies haven't had a remake, a sequel, or a prequel. 3 of the top 50 of the 15 highest grossing 80s movies never had a remake, a sequel, or a prequel.
Really?
Those are, in fact, E.T., Tootsie, and Rain Man.
I've only seen one of those.
You know what? And I resisted the urge to go grab the rest of the list.
Yeah.
I would be interested to know what the rest of those movies are.
Yeah, right?
Lest you believe you're one of those people that, I never toot.
I never fluff. I don't.
Yeah, well, you're a liar. The average person, passes gas 10 times every 24 hours. And produces a full liter of flatulence.
Okay, well, that's the average person. I'm just way below average.
Or way above. I'm not sure which it is, but yeah.
Right.
But there's still something. There is a significant... So, if you found yourself trying to get a hold of some LSD and haven't been able to do it, what is it, the 70s? There is a significant LSD shortage in the U.S., and there has been for more than a decade. It's because it's virtually impossible to get one of the ingredients required to make LSD, a chemical compound called ergot alkaloid.
Mm.
I don't know.
They just don't produce that anymore?
I don't know. You know what I know at this point on that. I haven't really been in the market for LSD,
yeah.
So I don't know. There's a town in Alaska, and what's funny is, you know, something you may not know about me. When I was a little kid, we spent better part of 5 years in Anchorage. Alaska.
That's so cool about you. I love that about you.
There's a town in Alaska called Whittier with a population of about 270 people. They all live in one 14 is something that you learn when you're a kid. They all live in one 14-story building that used to be an army barracks.
It's literally one building?
They all live in one building.
Wow!
I believe there's other stuff there because they got to go somewhere.
That's true. That's
well,
very true.
They all live in the one.
It's not like one of those commons places where they have like restaurants in the inside and you just all are right there. Like, no.
No, I don't think so.
That's funny.
I don't think so. I really want to go to, I haven't been since we moved. Mm-hmm. I would love, I always say every summer I go, I'm going to Alaska. Never. I want to take the cruise and do that.
No.
And by the way, here's why. At some point, coconuts are going to take down, or they're going to shut down the whole world.
Why?
Because coconuts kill about 150 people each year.
Just falling? Is that what it is?
Take that information for what you will. Coconuts kill about 150 people each year. Sure, I'll click on more. Sure, I will, since if you're going to ask questions. Nope, it just says, that's all it is.
I lie to people and tell them I have a coconut allergy so they won't put coconut on things for me because I hate coconut.
You're that person.
I lie about it.
No, I love that though. Yeah, why not? Who's going to question?
And then I order a pina colada right afterward. It's great.
Yeah. Is that coconut?
It's coconut face.
I dump it.
Do you really? Would you eat a pina or would you drink a pina colada?
Yeah, I like pina colada. I just hate coconut. Like, I hate it. I hate it. It's so gross.
It's so gross. I love pina colada. It's great. As long as they use artificial coconut.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Come on, Maddie. Kayla's got a joke.
Let's do it.
Yeah, why not?
Hop on board. Hop on board.
Yeah, you ready? Okay, let's do this.
Did you know that Teslas don't actually have a new car smell?
Teslas do not have a new car smell, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Why? Mm-hmm. Why might this be?
Because they actually have an Elon Musk.
Oh, man. Okay.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.